Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami with the 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Central, 10 a.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac, still just below hurricane strength. We have two aircraft investigating the storm all morning, and the winds still have not quite come up enough for us to make it a hurricane, but it's still got a very low pressure of 976 millibars. On the radar, you can start to see the center of the system right here. Most of the rain bands that are the heaviest are still offshore, but starting to creep onto the extreme southeastern parts of Louisiana. Scattered bands on the coastal areas of Alabama, Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana. The center of circulation now about 80 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, moving northwest at about 10 miles per hour. The slow motion and the large size of this system are the areas of concern, because even if it's not a hurricane, it is still capable of producing significant storm surge and inland flooding. But we are still forecasting strengthening to a hurricane before the center of circulation makes its way onshore on the northern Gulf Coast by tonight. The hurricane warnings have been slightly modified as of this advisory. Don't have the graphic ready for you, for those of you watching on the video version of this. But the hurricane warning has been replaced with a tropical storm warning from the Mississippi-Alabama border eastward to Destin, Florida, and the tropical storm warning has been discontinued east of Destin. But I want to caution folks in these areas where the warnings have been changed relative to the wind that there is still storm surge hazard to be concerned with. And on the Alabama coastline, for example, still 4 to 8 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level possible in some areas as a result of Isaac. And we're still talking about 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level possible in many areas of the coastal Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana. Talking about the other water-related hazard, rainfall, still up to 20 inches locally possible in many areas of the general region in which Isaac is moving. Not everybody's going to get that much. Others could easily see 7 to 14 inches, and it's not just going to be a coastal event. Isaac is going to slowly move inland over the next couple of days and bring some very heavy rainfall totals near the coast and farther inland. And down the road, this could lead to some river flooding for folks. So keep in mind that in many past landfalling tropical storms and hurricanes, many people have lost their lives in inland flooding, especially if they get on the roads in the cars. So be very careful the next several days in areas that could flood due to the heavy rainfall. And again, that storm surge flooding hazard is the one that emergency managers have told people to evacuate from. So continue to heed those instructions from your emergency management officials. Even if this does not become a hurricane, although we're still forecasting that, not much difference between a high-end tropical storm and a Category 1 hurricane just over that threshold. But we'll continue to monitor the wind data coming from the Air Force and NOAA aircraft as the day goes on. Another update in 1 hour, live from the National Hurricane Center in Miami. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.